What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
TheChairShot.com.
TheChairShot.com. Always,
always
use your head.
You are now listening to ChairShot Radio. Always use your head.
Friday, 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 oh. Wasn't that the old weird song? What was her name? I don't even know. Happy Friday, everybody. My name is PC Tunney. I am your endless entertainment experience, the eternal entity all up in your earballs, and I am privileged once again to be coming back at you here on ChairShot Radio, January 15th, 2021. And like I said, a very happy Friday, end of the week for most of you. Big playoff weekend coming up, big trade in the NBA this week. In addition, I am going to be debuting a segment here on my portion of ChairShot Radio known as PC Wrestling Stories. And you'll just have to keep tuning in and listening to find out what that's going to be at the end of today's show. Don't worry, today's show won't be too super long. I hope you got your coffee, had your breakfast, you're on your way to work. Maybe you're off today. Maybe you're up early getting some things done. Maybe you'd slept in and you just popped on ChairShot Radio right before it rolls in to the afternoon. Any which way you do it, I'm glad you did. Do me a flavor, Flav, though, and open up your internet browser. Head on over to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. Grab yourself a ChairShot t-shirt. There's something there for everybody. Then head on over to thechairshot.com if you haven't already. Sports, entertainment, and sports entertainment. There's something there for everybody. Articles, opinions, reviews, results, tons of podcasts. Something for everybody. Thechairshot.com. Always use, use your head.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Sports.
Let me touch on a couple of subjects here in the sporting world. The two gigantic subjects, one of which is the trade of an NBA superstar, and the other is the ongoing storyline in the NFL playoffs. In addition, a big head coaching hire as well. Let's start with the NBA. Let's start with the big trade. James Harden heading out of Houston. Houston receiving a plethora of picks. In addition, you got Victor Oladipo heading from Indiana to Houston. Caris LeVert via New Jersey through Houston back up to Indiana. And Jared Allen's going to end up in Cleveland. Now, the Nets get James Harden. The Nets are still waiting to get all of Kyrie Irving as well. But apparently there has been some communication after Stephen A. basically told Kyrie, either put up, shut up, let someone know what's going on, or just retire. And I absolutely love that take. But by the end of the day, yesterday, I believe Kyrie and Brooklyn Nets management were in contact. Kyrie said he's looking forward to coming back. They said they know he's excited about getting back on the court. So whatever's going on there, hopefully he returns sooner than later. Hopefully all this trade goes through. Remember, everybody in this trade has to pass a physical before anybody can play for any other team. Hopefully we're going to see the Kyrie Irving, James Harden, Kevin Durant, Brooklyn Nets. It should be really interesting. The biggest big three since the original big three, if you will. I know you could say that Garnett and Allen and Pierce before the Heat, but when you talk about players deciding they want to play with each other, you kind of think of the Miami Heat and how they put that together. Because let me tell you, Kyrie and Kevin Durant played together because they're boys, and they figured that out, and they figured out a way to get James Harden up there when he was happy, no longer happy, in Houston. I don't think he was ever really going to end up in Philly. I don't think Philly really ever had the wherewithal to pull the trigger and get rid of the amount of things that the Nets did. I think the Nets are in a different place than Philadelphia. You have Kevin Durant. You have Kyrie Irving. Established MVP caliber superstars with a championship background. You don't have that in Philadelphia. You do have two guys that are really friggin' good, though. I mean, Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons, when you let them play their games and get the right mix of guys together, they got Doc Rivers coaching now. That Philadelphia team is going to be something to be dealt with from here on out. As for the Houston Rockets, good on them. A fourth quarter comeback win in a close game against a very good team in San Antonio last night. You see what happens when, you know, one bad apple can sour the bunch, apparently. So I hope everybody just shuts up and with all the I want to go here and I want to go there and everything else and plays basketball. Now, I'm not trying to say shut up and dribble. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about you signed a contract to play basketball. Let's play some basketball, okay? That's it. Have your opinions on whatever else you want to have them on, and even have them at your pressers at NBA, whatever. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the actual point of if there's nothing wrong, and I'm talking to Kyrie, and I don't really know what's going on. I'm just kind of seconding the sentiments of Stephen A. You got to talk to your team. If there's nothing wrong, you should be playing basketball, because Stephen A. even said you can walk and chew gum at the same time. You can play basketball and get things done. Now, we don't know the whole story, so I hope everything's going okay with them over there, but I do just, bottom line, I want to see these guys playing basketball. I love the game of basketball. I love the way these guys play. They're all great superstars, so let's see what happens, and if Steve Nash, rookie coach in Brooklyn, can pull all of this together. It should be interesting the rest of the way. It certainly makes the East a lot more interesting conference, because before it was going to be, can anybody beat the Bucks? Now it's, well, here come the Nets. Here come this three-headed monster and their rookie head coach. So really interested to see that there. Big weekend, NFL. I encourage you highly to tune into Chairshot Radio tomorrow. Full NFL playoff divisional round preview. Christopher Platt, Andrew Blaz, tomorrow morning, same bat time, same Platt channel. However, I'll say that for you, Platt, okay? You get the pop here. There you go. 8 a.m. Eastern, right there. Chairshot Radio on the Chairshot Radio Network, all your favorite streaming devices, and on thechairshot.com. Check out the NFL playoff preview tomorrow. Personally, I can't wait. It's one of my favorite weekends of the year. You know I'm a Packer fan. Got the first game of the weekend. I don't know if that's good or bad. I think it's good. I think it's good. I don't want to wait around, right? I don't want to wait all weekend to be watching it. But at the same time, you know, you think about, you be a realist. Not every team can win every game, and not every time the best team wins, right? Or the team with the better record wins, I should say. So it might make it difficult to watch games the rest of the weekend, but I'll tell you what, I do feel like the Packers should get a W. I'm hoping they can just come out and ball real hard on offense, and that defense maybe is a little pissed off because the Rams defense is the one that's been getting the love all week. So I would pick the Packers, I would give the points, and I would take the over in that game, 45.5. Saturday night, Ravens, Bills. I like the Bills here. I just think they're a better team. I know the Ravens have a really good quarterback and a very good coach and a very good defense, but the Bills are playing great. Josh Allen, any other year, is the MVP of the NFL. I'll take the Bills at home. It's over under 49.5. It's going to snow. That usually means more points. Usually. Not always. This could end up being like a 13-6 game, but I'm going to take the Bills in the over again. Sunday. Speaking of Christopher Platt, his Cleveland Browns are heading right on into Kansas City. Kansas City giving 10. There's no way I'm not taking Kansas City and giving the points if I'm betting on this game. And I'm taking the over because you've got to figure Cleveland's going to put up some kind of points. The Chiefs always put up points. They could have zero at the end of the third quarter and still put up 35. You know that's the truth when you got, you know, Mr. Ferrari himself, Patrick Mahomes. And then it's the battle of the old men I don't know why these guys aren't playing at like 9 in the morning. They're making them wait and stay up all night. Late game for the old fellas. Drew Brees versus Tom Brady. It is probably the marquee game of the weekend, considering you have those two unbelievable Hall of Fame quarterbacks playing against each other. And probably for the last time, to be honest with you, I think Drew Brees is going to retire. I really, really do. Brady obviously will be back next year regardless, win, lose, or draw in the Super Bowl. Would love to see a draw in the Super Bowl, hey? Wouldn't that be interesting? Oh, PC, shut up. Anyway, big football weekend. Like I said, check out ChairShot Radio's preview tomorrow of all those games in depth with Christopher Platt and Andrew Belaz. For right now, though, let's take a quick commercial break, and we're going to come back with the brand new segment, PC Wrestling Stories.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
Hey folks, PC Tony here. Thanks to our new partnership with Angry Lemonade, you can save 10% on physical products and digital commissions using the promo code CHAIRSHOT. Head to angrylemonade.net to check out their amazing catalog of products and services. Use the promo code CHAIRSHOT to save 10%. That's angrylemonade.net.
Are you looking for the newest and hottest in the world of pro wrestling? Then check out the amazing action on powerslam.tv, the biggest indie pro wrestling channel in the world. Get over 6,000 hours of the best events from over 150 of your favorite promotions from 20 different countries around the globe. Brands like Progress Wrestling, Evolve Wrestling, Combat Zone, Defy, PCW Ultra, PWX, Over the Top, Shine, and hundreds of others, with fresh content added every day for only $5.99 per month. Get your free trial today at powerslam.tv.
Go to powerslam.tv, promo code CHAIRSHOT. Get your free month. Again, that's powerslam.tv, promo code CHAIRSHOT.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Welcome back to ChairShot Radio. PC Tunney with you here on this Friday morning, or afternoon if you slept in, or maybe it's Saturday, you're just catching up. But glad to have you. January 15th, 2021, ChairShot Radio. That's right. Folks, one last time, prowrestlingtees.com/theChairShot. Check it out. Get yourself a ChairShot t-shirt, thechairshot.com. Something there for everybody. Make sure you're heading there every day for brand new reviews, articles, opinions, analysis, and podcasts. We got it all. Thechairshot.com. Always use your head. Okay, it's time. It's time. I don't have any sound or a soundbite or any music or anything lined up for this. I'm just going to say it's time for the first ever edition of PC Wrestling Stories. I probably overhyped it by doing that, but that's okay. I will start off today by giving you slight double dip in wrestling stories. And the first one is just kind of a little bit about me growing up as a wrestling fan. So to me, wrestling was always Sunday morning superstars. It was the only thing that I had on there that I could watch back in the, early to mid 80s. So, you know, like We got to go to church. We got to go to breakfast. We got to run home, and it's time to watch Superstars. There's no DVR. I wasn't recording it on a VCR, right? It's like, yo, fam, wrestling's on 11 a.m. The little PC Tunny, he needs to watch this shit, okay? And I remember Superstars all squash matches generally, right? You'd get, once in a while, you'd get like the Ultimate Warrior or something. You'd never get Hogan or anything. You know, you'd get the mid-card guys just coming out and squashing. But as a young kid growing up, these things are larger than life. It's your only entity to watch professional wrestling when I was that age. So fast forward a little bit, and my father's a big softball player. He would travel around and play in a lot of tournaments and things of that nature. And I love going. I love baseball. I love basketball. I love football. I love sports in general, right? Sports entertainment. So going to these tournaments, you get to know some of the other guys on the teams. You play catch. You shag fly balls. You do stuff like that. You know, you go run out and get the home run ball and bring it back and give it to the umpire, things of that nature. So one of the guys that my dad played ball with was none other than Frankie the Thumper DeFalco. At the time, AWA star, also had some good matches in the WWF at the time. Fast forward to me being, it's August of 89, and Frank realizes that I'm a wrestling fan, and he's like, hey, telling my dad, can I smarten the kid up? And he's like, yeah, go for it. He's like, who's your favorite, kid? And I'm like, oh, the Ultimate Warrior. I'm like, he's got to be the champ someday. He's like, don't worry, he will. So he basically smartens me up to the business and lets me know that Warrior will be beating Hulk Hogan in about 8 months at WrestleMania. So there I am, you know, not even 10 years old yet, a couple years younger than that, and I'm finding out what's going to happen 8 months from SummerSlam in the summer, that Ultimate Warrior will eventually go over and beat Hulk Hogan. So that's how I knew Frankie DeFalco. That's kind of how we got into doing some Bruce City Wrestling previews for their events, me and DP on the DWI podcast. Make sure you check out the DWI podcast. Check out all the podcasts on the Chairshot Radio Network. Everybody's doing a great job. Just want to shout out to everybody. So we've done stuff for Frank. I would hook up, you know him for years and years and years now, and doing the podcast and covering professional wrestling the way that we do. We loved covering his shows. We love covering Bruce City Wrestling shows. If you're ever in the Southeast Wisconsin area and there's a Bruce City Wrestling event going on and you're able to go, make it happen. They do a great job, right? I mean, they used to be at a smaller venue in a closer centralized part of Milwaukee. Now they're out a little ways, just off the freeway. It's not a long drive at all. Bigger facility, the Waukesha Elks Lodge. Great place, spacious, high ceilings, great food, great bar. I mean, just great people, great fans. It's always fun to go to a Bruce City Wrestling event, right? So back in the day, when they were at the old location, DP and I, we would always go out afterwards and hang out with the wrestlers. Max Holiday, Cahagas, Aesop Mitchell, who else would we always be hanging with? Priest. Sean Priest was always a great guy to us. I mean, Bruiser would always talk to us. Sierra would always walk by and say hi. Man, I'm missing some names of some really great people that we had a good time with. But so Frankie DeFalco did a great job of bringing in guys from like Ring of Honor, NXT, Impact Wrestling, all over the place, you know, bigger independent wrestlers, et cetera, et cetera. So one evening, we were lucky enough that Bruce City Wrestling had Dalton Castle. Dalton comes in, wrestles his match, has a great match. Going out to the bar afterwards, and DP and I were over talking to Max and Aesop, and I think Haggis is trying to get the bartender to unbutton her blouse, and he was doing a good job at it because there weren't many buttons left. Let's just say that. That's not even the story. This is part of the story. So across the bar, Frank's sitting there, and he's sitting there with Dalton Castle, and I can't remember who else was sitting over by them. May have been a ring announcer, Joe. I go over and say hi to Frank, and Dalton really doesn't even look up. He's really not talking to anybody. Frank's just talking to people, talking to a bartender. Dalton's just sitting over there. It's like he's almost still in character, which is like crazy, because a lot of these guys would come in. Like, I remember, War Machine, what a bunch of great guys, and Cheeseburger. They were in for one show, and just shooting the shit and talking to these guys. So anyway, I gotta go to the bathroom at some point in this evening at this bar, and it's a little dive bar, and this bathroom is not big. So you walk in the bathroom, and like, man, I couldn't even tell you. There might be 8 feet in front of you of the bathroom, and maybe about 15 feet wide. So when you walk into your left, there's a stall. Obviously, the toilet's there. Somebody's in there. They're peeing, thank God. There's a sink right in front of you when you walk in, and then to the right, there's a urinal. So I gotta piss. I'm like going in the urinal. There's a guy in the stall peeing. There's a sink in between us, basically. The door cracks open. And I'm like, you know, you're peeing. You always kind of look over your shoulder a little bit like, who the fuck's coming in here now? I'm like, it's fucking full in here. And I look over. It's Dalton Castle. So like without even hesitating, I'm like, hey, sink's open, bro. Like, come on in. Come on in, Dalton Castle. You got some weird ass dude in the stall peeing. You got me sitting here. I'm not sitting. I'm standing up peeing in the urinal. You got probably a sink that's maybe, you know, 3-4 feet high, fucking tiny little sink in between this urinal and this stall. So what can you imagine is Dalton Castle's reply? Without hesitation and in character, the sink's too high for my dong, because it's long. And walks right out. And I'm trying to keep from spraying all over the place and just laughing hysterically while I'm peeing at the urinal, right? It's like, give me a fucking break, bro. Really? Like that response. So it's hilarious, the kind of stories that I got for you folks. I hope you enjoyed the very first edition of PC Wrestling Stories. The folks, Friday, January 15th, 2021. Thanks once again for tuning into Chairshot Radio. I appreciate it. Everybody that's been doing Chairshot Radio here has really been having a great time, and they really hope you're enjoying listening to it. ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot. Head on over there. We got a Chairshot t-shirt for everybody. Head on over to TheChairShot.com. And remember, always use your head. My name is PC Tunney. You can find me at PC Tunney. Folks, enjoy the football this weekend, and we will be talking to you very soon.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Catch those springtime vibes all over Arizona. Break out of the winter blues by hitting the water at one of our lake and river parks. Take a hike among the wildflowers. Just make sure to stay on the trails and leave the flowers for the bees. Discover Arizona's best kept secret and visit azstateparks.com/amazing to start your springtime adventure.